John DiPella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
The last of the Street Survivors farewell tour is coming to Philadelphia. We're talking Lynyrd Skynyrd at the BB&T Pavilion tomorrow. Tickets available through LiveNation.com. And joining us once again, please don't tell me this is the last time I'm ever going to speak to you, because we always look forward to it. Johnny Van Zandt is here. Hiya, Johnny.
Hey, brother. How you doing? I hope it ain't. I hope it ain't my last time talking to you. we'll talk about something, but hope it ain't my last time.
That's fine. You get all the yard work done? You said you were outside doing some yard work. Is it all finished?
I've been putting river rock in beds.
Uh-huh.
I'm manual laboring it today. I love to do that kind of stuff, guys. You know, I'm an outside guy. Whenever I'm at home, I love being in my yard, and I got about 3.5 acres, and hey, you know what? It's my peaceful time.
I understand it. There's something about getting out there and getting dirty that gets you away from what you normally do, because our whole world is in our heads. There isn't a lot of physical that we have to do in our jobs.
Problem is, I can't get no kids to help me.
So what's it like for you guys on this tour that every time you take the stage, you realize that's the last time you're going to play that stage in that city?
Yeah, you know, it's bittersweet, man. I ain't going to lie to you. Hey, I've been in the band, 33 years this year, and seems like 33 seconds, to be honest. A lot of ups and downs and a lot of good things. And, you know, the audiences have been just wonderful. You know, the thing about Skynyrd fans is that they're not just there for a couple of years. You know what I mean? They're there for life.
Mm-hmm.
Even at the end of this thing, we want to do, like, charitable work. You know, hey, if there's a gig and we can do something for charity, we want to do it, you know, do special things.
So there will be more shows, just not really more touring.
Yeah, you know what? We just don't want to. Well, Gary, you know, Gary's got heart conditions.
Right.
And, you know, hey, man, running around the world, I'll be 60 next year, and I'm, you know, hey, I'm no spring chicken myself these days, and it gets to me, you know, and I don't have heart trouble that I know of.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't think people realize how difficult that is. You know, they look at the rock star life, and they look at it as so glamorous, and they don't realize that coming to a town, you've been sleeping on a bus or on a plane or something like that, you have enough time to shower, you're on stage, and then, boom, you're out again, and you're, you know, you're on your way to the next gig, and they don't realize how taxing that is.
It was funny, whenever I first met my wife, she came out on the road with me, and she comes in my hotel room, she starts unpacking stuff. I'm like, what are you doing? She says, well, I'm unpacking my luggage. I said, well, you know, we're leaving tonight at 1. Hey, she's only been out on the road with me like twice. We've been married 18 years.
Oh, God. Anything memorable happening during the course of this farewell tour?
Oh, man, a lot of good stuff. You know what? We just did some shows with Bad Company, and you know, we did a great show down here that we actually recorded down in Jacksonville. We played where the Jags play at.
You guys, and people might find it strange, but Skynyrd and Bad Company go back a long way.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, whenever I was a kid, I was a huge Free fan. So I just loved Paul Rogers, the way he sang, and Simon, and God, you know, all the guys. And then Bad Company came along, and I was like, wow, what's this? You know?
Now, speaking of playing that stadium in Jacksonville, there's a football team there, and I believe there's a thank you that should be coming our way.
No, no kidding. Well, that's yet to be determined. He seems like a good guy, man.
Oh, he's a great guy.
Yeah, I hope they have a good, successful season. You know what? The coach, Doug's a good friend of mine. And for him and for the city, you know, hey, we've had a hard road here.
We know what that's like.
Johnny, you seem like the type of Jaguars fan that during the game posts up in the end zone pool the whole time. Is that right?
Yeah.
Shirt off, just rocking and having a beer.
No, I haven't visited those pools yet. You don't know what the hell's going on in those pools.
Here's the rule. The more chlorine you smell, the less you want to be in there.
Exactly.
Will there be another album in the future?
Yeah, you know what? We're working on one. We just got out of the studio, so we're doing it piece by piece this time instead of going in. You know, the thing I found out, though, making music is that you never finish anything. You just stop. He goes, okay, I can sing that better. I can play that better. Oh, okay, oh, no, no, we just need to stop.
Has anything special musically happened during the course of the tour, or anything that we could look forward to that we're going to see?
Well, I think the show itself is real special. I mean, you know, we try to go back in the catalog and pull out stuff. And, you know, of course, you're going to have to play Freebird. We do a cool thing with Ronnie, you know, due to modern technology. You know, Ronnie's helping sing Freebird, and it's amazing live, you know. And there's just a lot of cool content video-wise and song-wise, you know. I mean, we've been trying to throw in a couple of different things here and there, you know, as it goes on.
I've got a request for, I know a little.
Well, we've been playing that one, so come on out and see it.
Well, Lynyrd Skynyrd, the last of the Street Survivors farewell tour is coming to the BB&T Pavilion tomorrow. Tickets are available through LiveNation.com. Johnny Van Zandt, our guest, please promise me you will not be a stranger. You got anything going on, or if you're lonely or need somebody to help you move bags of stone, right? You know, let us know. We would love whenever you call in, Johnny. It's always a great time.
All right, guys. God bless you, man. Look forward to it.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.